The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Yud Zayin. Today's Daf is being studied. Da'anu Nishmat Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, Ben Marat Zekani, Iti, Yafa Batzara, Vi Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Wa Hashem, Tanihem, Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema, Sarah Ruhama Batrachel, Sarah Batrachel, Moshe Ben Dina, Sion ben Esther. Inna refan alayhim, inna refan alayhim, inna refan alayhim, fata nefesh ur fata guf. Fata amkiru ba'adabo. Inni rasuva namar amen. Begin today's daf on Ted Zayin Amud Bet, and we start 5 lines from where they get wide. Gufa. Elu ma'anikin lahim. The following types of slaves gets what's called ha'anaka. Ha'anaka means compensation. Which means on the way out, after they get free, you have to give them a little a bonus. It's called the Hanukkah Manikim. You give them gifts. Hayotze Bashanim. Number one, an Eved that goes out in years. Which means after 6 years, he goes out, he gets Hanukkah. Uba Yobel, or an Eved that goes out in the Yobel. Ubimitat Adon, or let's say the Adon, the master dies. So the children have to make sure that the Eved gets his compensation. And Amma Avriya, she goes free when she gets Simanim at the age of 12, Na'arut, and she also gets Ha'anaka. Aval Boreyach, but an Eved that runs away, the Yotze Begira'un Kesef, or let's say he buys himself out, which means he pays himself down, like we learned that one of the ways that an Eved goes free is he can redeem himself with Kesef, in Ma'anikim lo. There is no Ha'anaka when it comes to such a case.
Lecture mode on.
Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Boreyach en ma'anikim lo. Boreyach, if a guy runs away, the Eved, we don't give ma'anaka. However, if Yotze be'ayla gera on kesef, but if he pays himself out, if he redeems himself with money, ma'anikim lo. You give him ha'anaka. So you have machloket. Everybody agrees by Boreyach, no. But by Gira'on Kesef, a guy paying himself, that's Machlok at the Bimeir and Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba'a Ma'anikim Lahim. There are 4 that qualify for Ha'anaka. Shilosha Be'ish, Vishlosha Be'isha. 3 apply to the man, and 3 apply to the lady. But you can never say that there's 4 that applies to 1. Because a man does not have simmanim, so that doesn't apply to him. And the tzi'ah does not apply to a lady. Okay? So what are the 3 items? The 3 items why a man would be shanim. Okay? Then you would have yovel. Right? And you'd have also yovel meaning, like we learned earlier, yovel means, let's say, before the 6 years comes up, yovel hits, so he goes free. And then you would have a yovel of a retzi'ah. If let's say the guy was pierced his ear because he wanted to stay longer, and then the yovel came. Or retzi'ah and the master died. So he would go free, and he has to get Hanukkah. The 3 by the lady would be shanim, yovel, and simanim. Okay, so that's the different opinions. Now the Gemara begins. How do I know this rules of Ha'anaka? The Tan Rabbanan. Yachol lo yu ma'anikim ela li yotze b'shesh. I might have thought that maybe Ha'anaka only goes to who? The Eved that goes out after 6 years. Minayin rabot yotze b'yobel u'b'mitat ha'adon ve'ama avriya b'simanim. How do all those other types of avadim get Ha'anaka? Tamud omar teshalechenu. Which means it says you will send them out. It says it twice. Tishalechenu v'chitishalechenu. And it says over there, when you send them out, don't send them out empty-handed. Give them something. So from the fact that it says Tishallechenu, v'chi tishallechenu. It says it twice, when you will send them out, when you will send them out. It comes to include all other types of avadim, that when they are sent out, they get ha'anaka. Yachol, shani marbe boreyach, v'yotze b'gir'on kesef. Also, maybe you can include, even if the avad runs away, or even if he redeems himself with kesef, he'll also get ha'anaka. Tamudomar, v'chi tishallechenu chofshi me'imach. Somebody that you sent away, yatzab boreyach, v'yotze b'gir'on kesef, she'en sheluho me'imach. You didn't send him; he sent himself. Right? When he runs away, he did it himself. When he pays himself out, he did it himself. So therefore, those guys do not get ha'anaka. Mi'romer boreyach en ma'anikim lo de'en sheluho me'imach, aval yotze b'gir'on kesef she'sheluho me'imach. Oh. So the Gemara says, the Bimir argues. He says that when a guy pays himself out and redeems himself, that's considered he's being sent by the master. Why? Because you got to give the money to the master. And if the master doesn't accept it, he doesn't go out. So the master has something to do with the redemption. So that's also considered being sent by the master. So therefore he's Boreya. You're right, Boreya, he runs away. Boreya, there's no Hanaka. But by Gidon Kesef, there is. Now the Gemara has a question. Boreyach, hashlama ba'ay. So what are you talking about? A boreyach, when he runs away, he has to come back. He's obligated to complete his 6-year term. He runs away in the middle of the third year. He's got to come back and finish his term. And therefore, after he finishes his term, he's got to get his hanaka, which means, give me a case of boreyach that's not going to get his hanaka. Because every boreyach, every guy that runs away, they force him to come back. I mean, running away is not an option. He's got to come back, finish his term of 6 years, and after 6 years, he gets his compensation. So what's the case of Boreyach that doesn't get his compensation? The Tanya. How do we know that a Boreyach, they force him to come back to finish his term? Tamud Omar, Shesh Shanim Ya'avod. He's got to work to 6 years. Ya'chol Afilu Hala. Which means, yeah, he's got to come out and at least finish the term. The Gemara says, yeah, we'll see exactly how much. Yachol afilu hala, which means, let's say a guy got sick, everybody got sick, as she says, during the 6 years. You think he has to make up the 6 days? So the Gemara says, tamud omar ubeshivit yetze, which means beshivit yetze, which means even if he didn't work complete 6 years, he goes out. He doesn't have to make up 6 days. So we're back to the question, but a boreyach has to come back. So boreyach has to come back. So he'll get hanaka after the 6 years are up. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Sheshat, Hachem Ma'askinan, Kegon Shebarach, Upaga Bo Yovel. He ran away, and as she says, second line, Acharechen, Faga Bo Yovel Acharechen, Lemachorat. Which means the guy ran away. The next day, for example, came Yovel. So when he goes back, he's not going back anymore because already the Yovel came. Which means he only gets ha'anaka if he was freed when he was in the master's domain and the Yovel came. So then he goes free. But Shaken over here, he ran away. And by the time he came back, already Yovel came. So therefore, he's not considered being sent when he was from the master's domain. Therefore, he's not going to get a halakat. Gemara explains. Since Yovel came, it's considered what? The master sent him out in Yovel. And we're not going to punish him, penalize him. That since he was not by the master at the time of the Yovel, so therefore, the Bimi teach me, Saka said that he was sent out by the master, and therefore, he does not get Ha'anaka. Okay, so it's talking about the Yovel came the next day after he ran away. Okay? So he says over here, Kabbalatosh medubar beofen shelo yispik lachzor ladon ad Yovel. Aval im hazar lefnei Yovel, but let's say he comes back before the Yovel. Ufaga bo Yovel b'shut Adon. That's considered shilochom mi'imach. Because bottom line, he went out from the Yovel when he was by the master. Therefore, you give him ha'anaka.
even though he didn't make up all the time that he ran away. Because Yovel is potato for making up his time. Mm-hmm. Once Yovel comes, he's off the hook. Okay. Now we're going to see the law of sick. Somebody gets sick in the middle of his term. Amar Mor. Yachol afilu chala. If you get sick. Talmud lomar ubashevi'it yetze. Afilu chala kol shesh.
Wow.
Even he was sick the whole 6 years. Sounds like it didn't work. Guy was sick from beginning to end. Doesn't matter. 6 years comes. After 6 years, 7th year comes. He's free. He goes out. V'atanya. But we have another bright that says no. Chala shalosh. If he got sick 3 out of the 6 years. V'avad shalosh. Enu hayav lashlim. Chala kol shesh. Hayav lashlim. So we have a machloket. One bright that says, what, even if he was sick for the whole term, he doesn't have to make up the... make up the time. Another shita says, no. If you got sick 3 out of the 6 years, then he's okay. But more than that, it's a problem. So Amar of Sheshat, Be'oseh Ma'aseh Ma'achat. We're talking about where he's still able to do Ma'aseh Ma'achat. That's she. Be'chol Yo, when he was sick, Shum Ma'aseh Kal. I mean, he's able to, let's say, do needlework. That's we say, all if he's sick for all 6 years, he doesn't have to make up the days because he's doing something. He's doing at least needlework. He's doing some menial job. But if he's doing nothing, so then it sounds like from the second braita, the minimum he's got to get 3 years in. If he gets 3 years into his term, and then he, let's say, got sick for 3 years, he does not have to make a compensation of the time. But if it's all 6 years, we said that was why he was doing... he was doing work. So now the Gemara analyzes. Gemara says, "Haguf akasha, amat halas shalosh ve'avad shalosh en hayav lashlim." He gave me the cutoff point: 3 years he worked, 3 years he got sick. He didn't have to make up. Ha arba hayav lashlim. Mashwa what? Then if he, let's say, got sick for 4 years, but he has to make up. And the cutoff point is 3 years. Emasefa halak kol shesh hayav lashlim. For the second bright, that's mashma what? That only if he got sick all 6 years, then he has to make up. Ha dalid in hayav lashlim. So we have a contradiction in the diyukim. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar hala dalid naase kimi shehala kol shesh v'hayav lashlim," which is in the cutoff point is 3 years. Once a person gets sick and does nothing for more than 3 years, it's considered as if he was sick for the entire 6 years, and therefore he has to be mashlim the time. Now, before we go, so now we have to understand what's the logic. Where they get this 3 year term. So someone explain is Srov. Ruboki kulo. Once he gets 3 years into his term, even if he gets sick for the rest of the term, he did the majority of it, and therefore he's okay. Is that Hayav Lashim? That's one. Tosfot writes from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Shalosh shanim nikret shene sakhir, which means it says that everyone has to work shene sakhir. So he finds a pasuk that the minimum amount of work that a person is called a sakhir as a slave is 3 years. This is mishne sechar sakhir. So he learns from over there that the minimum time of an eved is 3 years. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Now there's an interesting question Tosfot deals with over here. Look at the big Tosfot. Halas shalosh ve'avar shalosh en hayav lashlim. So you're learning a big hadusha now. We can start to apply this now to regular workers. A person has a certain contract, and he gets sick for a certain part of the contract. Do you have to compensate him anyway? Or do you say, well, you got sick in your middle of the contract. Well, by an Eved, you see, that even though he was sick for 3 years, the Eved goes out free in the 6th year, and he's off the hook. So Tosfot says, יש שיו רוצים לומר שאותם סכירים מלמדי תינוקות. You have a school teacher. אם חלו חצי זמן, if they got sick for half the year, that was supposed to teach, כמו כן, לא יהיו משלימים את זמנם. כמו, עבד עברי, דאחה, ויתנו כל הסכירות. And they got a painful salary. כיוון שהיו אנוסים. Since they were אנוס, Just like the Eved over there, so they want a little bit. The guy was a worker, a teacher, a certain school teacher. He got sick half the year. He went, what, he's only got the half? Let's pay him his salary.
So Tosfot goes back and forth if it's analogous or not. And then Tosfot comes along and says, towards the end over here, he says, ואם כן מלמדי תינוקות נמי, אם חלו, לא ייקחו, אלא מה שהרוויחו.
He's an out. Only pay them for what they worked.
דאין לדמותם כלל לעבד עברי.
Why?
דעבד עברי גופו קנוי לאדונו.
עבד עברי, like we learned on yesterday's daf, he's the property of the owner, for the work.
הלכה חלש שלוש, אינו חייב להשלים, דאין יכול לעשות מלאכה יותר מיכולתו.
Listen, you own the guy, he can't do more than he can do, so that's it.
However, avamelamed ain't gufo kanui,
which means when it comes to a school teacher, his goof is, you don't own the guy.
Ela sachar atzmo lelamed adazman.
He hired himself out
to work until the time.
Ushenu yachol leshlim, and he can't do the job.
Lo yitol lemashel viyah.
And then he wants to say from the pasuk in Yeshayah that we have a special gift that the katuv that says 3 years of an eved is considered work. But that doesn't apply to every worker. So Tosfot wants to conclude that this is an Eved Evri item. And therefore, a regular worker that has hired himself out for a certain period of time and got sick after time, you only have to pay him for what he worked. You don't have to just pay him for the full term. At least that's the Shita of the Tosafot.
Okay, Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan.
Now we get into the... what is the payment that you have to give the Eved when he leaves? How much money you have to give him?
So Gemara begins. Tanur Rabbanan, kama ma'anikim lo. So we have a couple of shitot over there. Hamesh sela'im mikol min v'min she'em hamesh esres sela'im devrei Rabbi Meir. If you look in the pasuk writes ha'anek ta'anik lo,
meaning give him compensation.
Misonecha, megornecha, u'meyikbecha. Give him from the sheep,
from the goren,
that's the wheat,
u'meyikbecha from the grapes, from three items. So Rabbi Meir learns 5 sela'im worth of each item, which means pay him in sheep, give him 5 sela'im worth of sheep, give him 5 sela'im worth of wheat, give him 5 sela'im worth of wine. That's the way you compensate the guy. 5, 5, and 5. How does he know 5? We'll see. But that's the shita. 5, 5. Altogether, he's got to come out with 15 sela'im worth of goods. Okay?
So comes the Gemara and says, look at Hashim, mikol min v'amin. מצונחה ומגורנחה ומיגבחה שווה 10 מכל אחד שבת דבר של העים רבי יהודה אומר 30 כ-30 של עבד
says no you gotta give him 30 סלעים the amount of money that's comparable to an עבד כנעני that if he got gored by a shor the law is if somebody's ox gored and killed his friend's Eved Kanaan, he's got to pay him 30 sela'im. So when your Eved Evri leaves, the compensation is 30 sela'im. From where to where? We'll see.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, 50.
No, you got to pay 50 coins.
Ka-50 shebe'erchin.
We have a law. The person comes along and says, my value is on me. That's erchi. What do you mean my value is on me? I want to donate my value to the Beit HaMikdash. So it depends how old the person is. It depends his gender. How much he has to pay. The highest erchin that the Torah subscribes is what? 50. So he has to pay the highest amount of erchin. That's the amount he compensates the Eved. So again, it's either 15, 30, or 50. Now we got to understand where they got this shitot from.
Amar Mor. 5 sela'im mikol min v'min, shem 15 sela'im devrei Rabbi Meir. V'Rabbi Meir, minyana atala shma'inan?
What does Rabbi Meir have to give me the subtotal, or the total? 5 of each item, which incidentally altogether is 15. I know that already, I can count. Just say, 5 of each item. I know there's 3 items in the Torah. So necha, go necha, yichbeka. What do you have to say? 5 mikol min v'min, shehem 15. Of course, shehem 15.
So Gemara says, hakamash ma'alan.
You're not allowed to diminish from altogether 15.
V'batzal le'mehad mina, v'tafel le'mehad mina, le'tlamba.
But if, let's say, you gave him less from one item, but you compensated it from the other item, it's also okay, so long as you end up with 15. So the reason why he said 15 is, bottom line, he's got to end up with 15 of product. So you gave him 3 of son, so make it up in the Gordon and the Yikif. Doesn't have to be actually 5, 5, and 5. So the total's got to be 15, and split it up the way you want, okay? This is the law. 6 years or your veil.
No matter what, this is what he gets. Even if you
want 2 years before. Doesn't matter. Right. Doesn't matter. But we're going to see a shita in the Amud Bet that's going to have a different gauge. But yeah, according to the shita, even if he worked there one day and your veil came the next day, you got to give him Hanukkah. Now, where did he get this 15 sina'im from?
My Tamad Rabbi Meir, Yalif Rekam Rekam Bechor. Gizra Shava.
Bechor is a human firstborn. How much does he redeem himself? 5 shilaim. Right, he's got to buy himself back. Father got to buy him back from the kohen. Now,
ma la'alal hamesh shilaim, afkan hamesh shilaim.
Just like by Pinjona Ben, it says the word rekam.
Do we have the actual pesukim?
Rashi says rekam. By us, by Hanukkah, it's lot teshalechenu rekam. And by Pidyon HaBin it says, Kol bechor banecha tifdeh, ve'lo yira'u fanai rekam. So what does he learn from there? Just like over there it's 5. Here it's 5. But it's really not 5. It's 5 for each
item.
So the Gemara says, ve'em ha'mis sila'im mikulehu. Maybe it's 5 altogether. Meaning combination of son, goren, and yekev, 5 altogether.
Ikatev rekam lebesov kedekha amart. Which means, if it would have said the word rekam at the end of the pasuk, it says ha'anek ta'anik lo mesonecha megornecha meyikbecha ve'lo teshalechenu rekam,
then you would have been right. Which means, if before it would have said hashta dechiv rekam beresha, now that it says the word rekam in the beginning, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Before the words anik, it says lo teshalechenu rekam ha'anek ta'anik. So the word rekam comes before the word ha'anek ta'anik, which means don't send them out empty-handed. Lo teshalechenu rekam ha'anek ta'anik oto megonecha mesonecha megonecha meyikbecha.
So the Gemara says shedi rekam ason. Rekam agoret, rekam ayekev.
Put the word rekam on all three items. Which means, don't send them out empty on this, empty on that, empty on this. And rekam is 5 sira'im, because it gets Rosh Sheva. So therefore, the rekam is going on each one of the three items. If it would have said it at the end, it's a subtotal. Which means, goret ayekev, total, 5. So the fact that rekam is written first, so rekam, don't send them on this, rekam, don't send them on that, rekam, that's a 5 is 15. Good? So the Gemara says, wait, you're making a Gezerah Shavah Rekam Rekam. There's another word Rekam written in the Torah.
V'nilaf Rekam Rekam Me'olat Re'iyah.
We're not talking about Hagigah. Person goes up to Yerushalayim, Shalosh Parim Roshana, he's got to bring an Olah. Olat Re'iyah. Lo Yira'u Panay Rekam. He's got to bring a Korban Olah. The Olah is very cheap. 2 kesef, 2 coins. So therefore, maybe learn from Olat Re'iyah Rekam, that maybe you only have to give Hanukkah 2 coins.
Amar kera, asher berachecha, asher medohecha.
Now the pasuk says, asher berachecha, which means, give it to him in a generous way, from your blessing. Don't give it to him the cheap way. Right? Which means, give him the generous way.
Good.
That's shitat Rabbi Meir. Now we get to the next shitat Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shiloshim, kishloshim shel eved.
It
says the word netina by ha'anaka, and it says the word netina by an evet kana'ani that was gored.
Ma'alan shloshim, afkan shloshim.
Okay. Gezer ashava.
Now she gives you the pasuk. It says by us, titin lo. And it says by an evet kana'ani, shloshim shekalim yiten.
Not enough. Yiten, 30.
V'nidav tetina netina me'irchin. Where are you going with a netina netina? It's just the word netina by irchin. Ma'ala lal hamishin. Afkan hamishim. Why don't you go to 50? Right? If you have a gizrashra netina netina, maybe the gizrashra was said from irchin. And if we go to 50. So the Gemara says, two reasons why. Hada, de tafasta miruba lo tafasta, tafasta mu'at tafasta. Famous rule that we've seen many times. When you're grabbing something, and you can grab a lot, and you can grab a little, if you grab a lot, could be you took too much. You could be wrong. But when you grab a little, for sure, you didn't go over. Because whatever you were tofes, that's for sure proper. Which means you can't make a mistake when you tofes the minimum. You can make a mistake when you tofes the maximum. Which means, lemashal, if there's $100 and there's $500, and somebody comes and tells you, take it. And it's only one of the two. If you take the 500, could be you took unlawfully. But if you took the 100, for sure you're okay. Because even if you were supposed to take the 500, the 100 was in the 500. The same thing in Dirasha. I have the Gezerasha, but I can either learn Netina, Netina, that'll get me to 30, or Netina, Netina, to get me to 50. Well, I have a Safek like this. Tafasta mu'at. Take the minimum, because for sure you can't go wrong with the minimum. 30s and 50. But if you take 50, be wrong. Now, the odd, and secondly, Eved me'eved havele le'melach. Right. It's more proper to learn from the law of Eved. Which means I'd rather learn from Eved Evri to Eved Kanani. At least they're both Avadim. As opposed to learn from Eved Evri to Erchin. Okay? On Omer, Hamishim ka Hamishim shebe Erchin. Okay, he learns 50 from Erchin. The minimum Erchin. My Tamad Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, okay, good. You have a Gezer Hashem, Netina, Netina, Me'erchin. But maybe it's the smallest Erchin. Who told you to take the highest amount of Erchin? Hashem Berechecha Hashem. Eloecha Ketiv. It says, Hashem Berechecha. Which means be generous. V'nilaf, Netina, Netina, Me'evet. Well, so wait, you have Netina, Netina, go to Evet. Ma'ala, Lan, Shloshim. Afkan, Shloshim. And I'll tell you why you should do that. Hada de tafasta mirba lo tafasta. Take the minimum. Be'od. Eved me'eved avad ele me'laf. You should learn eved to eved. Good questions. So Gemara says, you're right. Based on those questions, we have to learn that Rabbi Shimon is saying a derasha from somewhere else. So originally, because we have a rule. A gezerah shava you learn from your rabbi. You can't make up gezerah shava on your own. You have to have a tradition. So originally we said, oh, what's the logic to learn from Erchin? Netina, netina. Because he had a Kabbalah, there is a Gezerah Shava in the Torah called Netina Netina. So they asked him, who said the Netina Netina is from Erchin? Maybe the Netina Netina is from Eved. Number one, it makes more sense to say it's that one. Because Tafasta Merubalo Tafasta. Then number two, Eved Me'eved. And you can't learn a Gezerah Shava unless you got a tradition from your rabbi. And who said maybe the Netina Netina was the other one? And therefore, you know what? Must be that's not the one. Must be at a totally different Gezerah Shavah. What was it? Rabbi Shimon, Micha, Micha Gamar. What's Micha, Micha? Look at Rashi. It says by Eved, V'chi Yamuch. Why does Eved sell himself? Because he's impoverished. So it says the word Yamuch by Eved, and it says by Erchin, V'imachu. Oh, Micha, Micha. Nothing to do with Netina, Netina. It says the word mach by Eved Evri. It says the word mach by Erchin. And also, he can ask me a question. So take the smallest Erchin. No, kashidi barichecha Hashem Eloecha. To teach me, be generous. 50. Not 50. Bishtamal Rabbi Meir, Hainu dichtiv son Goren veYekev. Which is according to Rabbi Meir, I understand why you got to give me three different items. Son Goren Yekev, to tell me what? That put the word rekam on each item. Five of these, five of that. Which means it's 15. However, El Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hait Son Goren VeYekev Lamali. What do you need these items for? According to them, it's nothing to do with Son Goren VeYekev. It's 30 of
from the Eved Kana'ani, and there's 50 from Eilkin. What's the, according to the Meir, we understand. Five it is, five it out, five it out.
So Gemara says, HaMiv'ed Elikhtetanya, Yaakov lo Yehu Ma'anikin Ela Mitzon Gorev V'yekev.
You might think you can only give him from these items. Minayim de Rabot Kol Davar. How do you know you can give him anything?
Tamud Amar Hashem Berechicha Hashem Eloheicha.
Oh, Pesut Hashem Berechicha.
Oh, Im Ken, Mat Tamud Amar Son Gorem V'yekev. Lo Malecha. Mat Son Gorem V'yekev Miyuhadim.
They're special in what sense?
She Yishnam Bechlal Berecha.
They're all things that multiply. Son multiplies. Wheat also multiplies a lot in the fields, as well as grapes. Of course, she is not bechlam beraka.
Which we have one of the ways of being Doresh Torah is klal prat klal. Let's review that style of learning. Klal prat klal means you have a generality, then you have a specific, and then a generality. The rule is that the generality is only including items that are similar to the specific. En bichlal, ela ke'en haperat. Now, this is a classic case. Ha'anek ta'anik. Give him. It's klal. Give him anything.
Mitzurecha, megonecha, meyigbecha.
Oh, that's prat. Then it says what? Kashini barechecha. That's klal. So the klal, prat, klal teaches me that just like the prat, we're going to look at attributes now, characteristics. What's in the prat? The prat is they multiply. Son multiplies, wheat multiplies. I mean, these are things that have beracha. So to any item like that,
yetzu kesefim,
as opposed to money. Money doesn't multiply. Money's money. Doesn't grow. So that's what's coming to you. You don't give him money. You got to give him products that can multiply.
Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omed yetzu peradot.
Peradot is what? A mule. Well, you know, a mule doesn't reproduce. So it's coming to exclude a mule.
And Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Rabbi Shimon. Peredot meshabehan begufayu.
Rabbi Shimon says, no, a mule multiplies in itself, which means in itself can grow. So that's okay.
And Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kesafim avid du'iska.
He says, no, money can grow also. Because with money you can make business. So therefore you can grow the money. So therefore, it's about look at if money and the peredot are included or not.
V'sricha. Now, you need all three items. You need son, goren, and yekim. All three items have to be written. Why? T'iket ivrachmana son. If you just wrote son, hava mina ba'ale hayim in gidole karka.
No, I would say it has to be animals only. Only living beings, not things that grow on the ground. That's why I wrote Gordon, which teaches me even stuff that grows from the ground.
Agricultural. The ikatim Gordon. Other way. Havamina gidu de karkain balehaim. No. So kativ rahmana son. Yekev lamalis.
Oh, so what do I need? Yekev.
Lemor the meute kesafim. Lemor the meute peredot.
You need Yekev to come exclude according to each rabbi. According to one rabbi, it's coming to exclude money. And of course, another rabbi is coming to exclude
mules. Each one according to his opinion. Okay? So, anek ta anek is the klal. Mitzonecha megonecha is a prat. And asher berachecha elohecha is a klal. Okay?
That's the way we're learning over here. Now, if it was just that, if it was just a klal, prat, klal like that with those two items, I would have included everything. I would have included money, I would have included mules and things like that. But now that I wrote a third item, it's coming to
minimize. Okay, that's why I wrote an extra prat miyikbecha to come along and say that it has to be more specific.
And therefore don't include money according to one rabbi and don't include peredot according to, which means if it wanted to include money and those other items that are not so reproducible, they reproduce, but in a different way. Money in business, bit of that in itself. It just would have said, Hanek ta'anek, gonecha, sonecha, vegonecha, kasheri barechecha. Then I'm going to include everything that's similar to it. Even money, even peredot. But by writing an extra prat, miyikbecha, we need the miyikbecha for. We know gidol karka already from Gordon. It's coming to add the extra yikbecha, to limit the limud. Tell me only items that reproduce like this and not quasi-reproduction, like money that you can use in business or peredot that grow for themselves. Each one according to that opinion. Good?
Yeah. Comes Gemara and says, Tell Rabbanan. Asher b'rechicha Hashem Elohecha.
Okay, now according to this, it says the Pasuk, according to the blessing that God gave you,
Yachol nitbarech b'bayit b'gdalo ma'anikim lo. Lo nitbarech b'ayit b'gdalo ma'anikim lo.
Now it's a new gauge. If you were blessed by the Eved, meaning if the Eved was by you and he brought blessing to you, give him. Kashiri barichecha, according to the blessing. And it's much better if the Eved did not bring blessing to you, nothing. You don't have to give him.
Tamud omar, anek, ta'anek, mikol makom.
No. You got to give him regardless.
So the Gemara says, imken mat tamud omar asher barichecha. Hakol lefi beracha ten lo.
That's right. Which means, we're just giving you the minimum. But if you got a beracha from him, of course, you give him more. We're not saying don't give him more.
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer devarim kechtavam.
Rabbi says, no. It's literal.
Nitbarech bayit beglalo ma'anikim lo. Lo nitbarech bayit beglalo en ma'anikim lo.
According to Rabbi Elazar, if the guy didn't bring you beracha, you don't have to give him anything.
It goes according to the beracha. Imken matamud mor anek ta'anik.
So what does the pasuk say? Give him. So you have to give him under other circumstances. The Torah is just writing in the normal vernacular. Anik ta'anik. But if he gives you beracha. But it doesn't mean anik ta'anik b'chol makom. Only if there is a surplus blessing that the Eved brought. Let's say the Eved came into the guy's house. The guy went bankrupt. The guy lost money. The guy, I'm not giving you anakah. You brought me bad luck. I'm not going to give you anything. According to Rabbi Azam ben Azariah, it goes commensurate according to the beracha that the Eved brought in. Okay, next piece. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, now we get into a very fundamental piece over here of what happens to an Eved Ivri is he transferred to the inheritors. The master dies. Do the children inherit an Eved? And we know Eved can ani, for sure. That's a hamor. It's kinyan, it's kinyan. It's asset. So the Gemara says like this. Tanu Rabbanan. Eved Ivri
oved et habin ve'eno oved et habat.
Interesting. Transferred to the boys, if there's a boy, but does not get transferred to the girl, which means sometimes if there's no boys, the girl inherits. Doesn't go to the girl inheritors. Only goes to the boys.
So the Gemara says, Ama Ivriya, Ena Ovedet Lo Etaben, Velo Etabat.
Okay. Ama Ivriya, nothing. She doesn't fall to any of the inheritors. Not to the son, not to the daughter. Han Nirtza. That's Evan Nirtza.
Then nimkar the oved kochavim, eno oved lo etaben velo etabat.
Yes, so you got all the rules now. So the only one that really falls to Yerusha is a regular eved ivri, correct? Within 6 years, let's say, or whatever it is, in his time, we'll say. And he falls only to the son. Everybody else not.
So the Gemara says, Amar Mor. Eved Ivri Oved Et Ben, Ven Oved Et Bat. Minan Emile Et Rabbana. Va'avadecha Shesh Shanim.
Va'avadecha, it says. And he will work for you.
Lecha Ve'lo Liyoresh.
You and not the inheritors. Inheritor can be a daughter. Inheritor can also be a brother. Okay? Brother and daughter is the same thing. Because sometimes if there's no daughters, who's the next inheritor? The guy's brother. Right? Close relative. Point is va'abadecha. He works for you, not for the yorshim.
Ata omedecha velo liyoresh, o eno ela lecha velo leben.
Maybe it means not only to the brother. Maybe it means not even to the son. Now we're splitting between inheritors. When you say inheritor, you're learning means the brother of the Adon doesn't inherit. Who told you? Maybe it's everybody. Maybe even the son doesn't inherit. How do you know?
So Gemara says, Kishu omer shesh shanim ya'avod.
There it just says 6 years he works.
Hare leben amur.
It's much he works for anybody. Ya'avod. Whether it's for the Adon, if the Adon's not around, he works for the son.
Ha ma'ani mekem va'abadecha shesh shanim lekav lo liyoresh.
So the Gemara says, Ma ra'ita lerabot et tabenu l'tziyetach. I'm sorry, period. Which means, you have two pasukim now. One pasuk is inclusive, one is exclusive. Va'abadecha, you, and not the brother. Who told you? Maybe it's you and not the son. Who told you to include the son and exclude the other inheritors. You understand? You have two pesukim. One is inclusive. One is exclusive. So you made up arbitrarily. You know, I'm going to include that if the master dies, he falls to the son. But if the master dies and there's no son, he doesn't fall to the daughter. Where'd you get to? He doesn't fall to the brother. Where'd you get this haluk? Yeah. Gemara says, "Marbe ani etabin." You know why? Because sheken kam tahat abiv liyada. Two things. Number one, the son is connected to this eved. You know why? Because the master can give this amma avriya. Let's take an amma avriya for example. Father buys amma avriya. He pays money, right? He can give it to the son to marry. So you see in the story of Avadim, the son takes the place of the father, which means Ve'im libno yadena, the Pasuk says. So you see in the Perashav Avadim, the son is connected to the Eved as well. And therefore, you see that a son is more close in this Perashah than another relative. Furthermore, Ve'lisdeh ahuzah. Now let's review this Sde Ahuzah. We learned this case once before, Sde Ahuzah, but let's review it. What's the case of Sde Ahuzah? Okay, you have a case like this. You have a parasha like this. Okay, let's go. So a guy has a field. Father has a field. He sanctifies the field. He makes it Higdish. Okay? So what happens? Happens is the Gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash takes the field. Okay. It's Kodesh. Now what happens? The Gizbar takes the field and let's say they sell it. They sell it to whoever. Yovel comes. And Yovel comes, usually all fields go back to the original owners. So the law is, in that case, who does it belong to now? The Kohanim. Because the guy made it like this. Yovel comes, goes back to the Kohanim, and they split up the asset. However, the Torah says, if let's say the son of the guy bought the field from the Gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash, the son of the guy that made it like this, it doesn't go back to the Kohanim, it stays by the son. So there's a special law called Sde Ahuzah that if the son redeemed it from Mekdesh, right, in your veil, it doesn't go back to the Kohanim. Okay, so it's a law. But you see what? It only applies to him. So you see the son is more connected to the father than any other relative. Look at Nashi. Just so you get to the case of Sde Ahuzah Nashi. Look at Nashi, Sde Ahuzah. He has an ancestral field, he has, let's say, and he makes it like this. Okay, he can redeem it. The Torah says he can redeem it for a certain amount of money. He didn't redeem it now, it's still like this. Gizbar of Ikdesh sold it to somebody else. Finished, there's no more pigeon. Now, when Yovel comes along, what happens? The field goes back to the original. Who's the original owner now? The Kohanim. Mitalekat the Kohanim. Aval im lakha beno shel Magdish, if the son of the Magdish bought it, en ayotza imenu be Yovel, mitalek the Kohanim. Dachitanya be'erchin. Vim lo yigayot asade be'alim. Vimachat asade gizbar la'acher velo leben. Only if he sells it to another guy, not the son. O enu ela la'acher velo le'ach. Or no, or maybe it means to any inheritor, maybe the brother. A brother is considered like a stranger. It's only to Amani Mikayim Laher, Laher Velo Leben. So the Gemara says, Umara Itad, Grashid, Rabota the Ben Lotzita Ach, Marbani Itabin, she can come to Hatabiv the Adav the Ivrivri. Which means over there also was vague. Over there, it says, if somebody else buys it, so after you avail it goes back to the Kohanim. Who's the somebody else? Somebody else could be the brother of the guy or the son. I'm going to say no. It's the brother. But if the son buys it, he gets to keep it after your veil passes. Now, who told you to include this guy and exclude that guy? No, because I see that the son is more connected to the father by a case of what? Eved Ivri. Like we're learning over here. that he's Yoresh the father, and also by Yehud, that he takes the place of the father, he can marry him off to his. So therefore we see that in two situations, the son is more connected to the father over a brother. And therefore, two cases. In the case of Yehud, marrying the Amma, and the Ahuza. Right, constantly have to come back to say that. So therefore, you see what? You see that it makes more sense to say that the son inherits the Eved and not the brother. Continue the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Adrabah. Gemara says on the contrary. Marbe ani eta'ah. I'll come and include the brother. You know why? Sheken kam tahat abiv liyibum. Because you see, the brother takes the place of the original owner, the brother, his brother. When it comes to Yibum, he fulfills his place, right? So you see, he takes his place. So the Gemara says, "Klum yesh Yibum ela b'mkom she'en ben, hayesh ben in Yibum." Yeah, that's all because there's no son around. But if there's a son around, the son is potent Yibum, so the son is stronger. So the Gemara says, "Hold on, this is the only reason. Why didn't you say simple? It's two against one." It's only because you found this pircha that if there's a son, there's no yibum. If you didn't have this refutation, ah adif, you tell me the brother would be more. Would you borrow? It's 2-1. The son is connected with Yehud and Ste Ahuza, and the brother is only yibum. So it's 2-1. Gemara says no. Ste Ahuza namim hay pirchahu de kanafkane, which is even Ste Ahuza. Is part of the is from this item. Circular. It's circular reasoning. How? Look at Rashi. Because in the case of Ste Ahuza, it doesn't say brother. It just says Ahed. Now we're stuck. Who's the Ahed that buys the field? Is it the brother that buys the field or the son? So it says, I'll say it's the son. I'll say it's the brother. That when the brother buys it, then it goes out, and after Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim. But if the son buys it, and Yovel comes, he keeps it. Who told you that Ahed is talking about the brother? Maybe it's talking about the ben. So the Gemara says, no. Merbe ani et ben, because you see by Eved, Evri, and Yehud. Right? Look at Ashi. Ha'im yesh ben in Yibum. Now, the Gemara, so what did the Gemara say? No, maybe I'll be marbe ta'ah. Because the ah has yibum. So the Gemara says, wait, but in the place of a son, there is no yibum. And therefore, you want to tell me ste ahuza. Ste ahuza is part of the same link. It's linked to this piece of it. So you can't count ste ahuza as a separate. It's not 2-1. Because ste ahuza is linked to these items as well. It's also a question. Like, how do you know ste ahuza? Ste Ahuza, you only know from the, like you're calling it circular reasoning. You only know Ste Ahuza because you know from Eved Evri. But I didn't know Eved Evri from Ste Ahuza. So they cancel each other out. You can't use that as an item. There's two unknowns. So once you know this, you're going to say, well, I'll know from this. But each one is unknown from each other. So therefore, it's really one against one. It's Yehud against Yibum. So therefore, the Gemara says, Nakat Yibum. You know why not get the Yibum? Because if there's no son, if there's a son, there's no Yibum. So that doesn't count. So it's 1-0. Yeah. And therefore, the son will be Yoresh and not the brother. That's the bottom line at the end of the day. At the end of the day, Eved Evri, master dies. Who's Yoresh? The son. Let's just go one more Keta. Okay, quickly. Amar Evriya eno ovedet lo etabim v'lo etabat. Okay, Amar Evriya.
She goes free.
Master dies. She doesn't serve the son. She doesn't serve the daughter. Nobody. Do the same thing to your maidservants. It's comparing it. Amar avriya to nirtza. Ma nirtza en oved lo tabev lo tabat. Af amar avriya en oved lo tabev lo tabat. Okay. Hey, Kish.
Full freedom.
The Gemara says, "V'hala matichat ta'asekin achiu da'ata." Is that what we use the pasuk for? Hamivel, we need it for something else. Lechtetanya, "V'afla matichat ta'asekin la'anik." We need to teach that Amar Avriya gets Hanukkah. Atamei la'anik o'en o'el ritzia. No, how do I know? Maybe it's teach me Hanukkah. Maybe I know. Maybe it's to teach me what? Netziah, that what? That maybe Amar gets Netziah. Who told you that you wanted to learn the Afla Amatecha Ta'asekin? Meaning what? That you should also give her Hanukkah. Maybe the Afla Amatecha teaches me that she also gets Netziah if she wants to stay longer. Now, can't be. Only an Eved has a right to extend his stay. So Netziah, I know, doesn't apply to Amavriyah. Oh, so the question is, how do you know then that she doesn't go to Yerusha? You want to be after Matikat Taskein like a Ritzua. But Ritzua doesn't go to the Yerushim, but you needed to teach me Hanukkah. If it just wanted to teach that it doesn't go to Yerusha, it would have said La Amatecha Ken, that Ama is like a Ritzua, just like a Ritzua doesn't go down to the Yerushim. So to this, my Taase. Shmat minat tarte. Beautiful. It comes to teach me both. That what? She gets Hanukkah, and she's similar to a Eved Nirza that does not go down to the Yorkshire. So you have two derashot in that pasuk.